are listening to The Sun on the Strip. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun. And every Wednesday, I'll have an exclusive conversation with someone who is being fabulous on the Las Vegas Strip, as well as an update on what's going on in the world of entertainment here in Vegas. Thanks for listening. So, one of Las Vegas's all-time biggest charity events, Keep Memory Alive's Power of Love Gala, is moving this year from its longtime home at MGM Grand Garden Arena to a new venue at Resorts World, but a first-year gala with some big-time celebrity connections is sliding right into its place. The Event, that's the name of it. It's happening this weekend, Saturday, October 2nd, at the Grand Garden Arena, hosted by Shaquille O'Neal, and raising money for his new foundation that benefits youth charities, including the Boys and Girls Club, and communities and schools. Check out this lineup of performers: Justin Bieber, Imagine Dragons, Kelly Clarkson, Snoop Dogg, Andra Day, and other surprise guests are planned for the event. And this is a cool one because if you can't afford to spend thousands of dollars and get a table on the floor, you can get a more traditional concert ticket and sit in the stands for a little over $100 and see all these stars having fun with Shaq. There are still tickets available right now at shaqfoundation.org, and you can read my story all about the event right now at lasvegassun.com. Not necessarily entertainment news, but you probably already heard that MGM Resorts is going to be taking over operations of the Cosmopolitan. It's a pretty big deal. You can catch the Sun's coverage of this important strip development at the website as well. We're going to be talking about the Cosmo a little later in the show. David Lee Roth's limited engagement at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay was just getting started in early 2020 when the pandemic arrived. Now it's coming back to Las Vegas just in time for New Year's Eve. Diamond Dave will perform again on December 31st, and he's got four more dates at the House of Blues. In the books into January 2022, and tickets go on sale this Saturday, October 2nd, Chris Isaak, Shawn Mendes, and hard rock band Tool also announced Vegas show dates this week, and you can find out more about those concerts and tickets in my Thursday Showbiz column, Curtain Up, at lasvegassun.com. And in case you missed it, last week Caesars Entertainment and the legendary Wayne Newton finally confirmed that Mr. Las Vegas is officially back on the Strip at the Flamingo on October 23rd. The Wayner is going to be performing in the intimate Bugsy's Cabaret space, also home to the Ex-Burlesque show, at 7:30 p.m. And he has quite a few dates all the way through to January 1st. It's going to be nice to have Wayne Newton back on stage on the Las Vegas Strip, where he's been a headliner since the 1960s. So I've had a really busy week, but instead of going to shows and concerts, I've been going to a bunch of new restaurants on the Strip, and there's so much exciting and delicious new food waiting for you in Las Vegas right now. I went to Casa Playa at Wynn, right next door to Encore Beach Club. It was fantastic. Kudos to Chef Sarah Thompson. This is one of my favorite new restaurants for sure. I had more Mexican food at Viva at Resorts World from Chef Ray Garcia. Also excellent. And I got to try out the colorful new Italian restaurant Super Frico at the Cosmopolitan, which takes the place of the former supper club Rose Rabbit Lie and was created as a perfect partner to the comedy variety show Opium, happening just next door. Both the show and the restaurant come to us from Spiegelworld, and that company's founder, Ross Mollison, is going to talk all about both projects in this week's Sun on the Strip interview. Opium is the third show to reopen on the Strip for Spiegelworld, and to be able to double down at Cosmo with this great new restaurant is a really exciting thing for Vegas and for this cutting-edge company. Here is my latest chat with Ross Mollison.
There's so much going on right now with Spiegelworld. How does it feel to be back up to full speed to get Opium back open again, the third show in the triumvirate, coming back to life?
Well, you know, it's like I said the other day, for us with Spiegelworld, it's felt like we've got a three-legged chair and with only two legs. And so having Opium back, our third leg, is going to be so exciting for us. And, you know, the Opium artists and crew, they have suffered the most. They've been out of work the longest, and been the most patient and the most wonderful to work with in rehearsing and getting everything back on stage. Because like all producers of live entertainment around the world, you know, we had to stagger what we were doing. We just didn't have the capacity just to go, all right, throw everything back on stage right now. So, because we really, really want to do a great job of it. But, opening on 24th of September, Opium back on stage, it's just, what a feeling. It's just like, it's a celebration, but it's also a sigh of relief.
I've been lucky enough to see Absinthe, and as I was just talking about Atomic Saloon show recently, since they have come back online, and both incredible experiences still. So kudos for that. But you know, there's a few changes in the form of, you know, there's different people in the cast, which is not out of the ordinary. That was always happening even pre-COVID times, right? But I know that there's some shuffling around of cast members and stuff like that. Is Opium going to have some of those changes too, or maybe some bigger changes when it is running again?
Yes, we do have some new artists who will be coming into the show, which I think our super fans will really delight in. There's a couple of great acts that are rehearsing right now, getting ready to go into the show. And you know, part of the reason for that is getting some of our artists out of particular territories around the world right now is extremely difficult. Even though we've got visas approved, it's very difficult to get appointments for visas in some places like Germany right now. We've got people coming from Australia, people coming from Sweden, people coming from Spain and Mexico. But eventually they arrive, and we hope that it takes a week. Sometimes it takes a month. Sometimes it takes 3 months. But we're slowly getting everyone back to the city they love and into the shows they love in Vegas.
Well, of course, you're not just reopening Opium. You are launching your company's first real immersive wild dining experience, Super Freako, right next door to the show. And this is a big deal. I know this has been in the works for a long time. We've talked about it a little bit here and there. You've given me some little hints over the past year. I think everybody's really excited about this. How is doing that at the same time? Is that going to impact Opium the show at all, or is it going to be business as usual?
Oh, I think it's going to have a massive impact on Opium. I think it's just going to be to tear down the wall and reunite the two spaces as they were initially designed, to have a restaurant next to a theater that integrates the entertainment component of the theater into the restaurant and the dining component of the restaurant into the theater. That's just so exciting. It's super, super fun. And, the energy that's in the room right now with the cast coming in and rehearsing while the chefs in the kitchen are bringing out tastes of what the menu are going to be for the cast to taste. And the, you know, the chefs saying, wow, look at these artists. This is extraordinary. It makes us realize what a privilege it is to work in the circus and in the restaurant business, where we have both components at this venue. In fact, at the Cosmopolitan, which is one of the finest casino resorts anywhere in the world. I'm proud to come to work here, and I'm proud that they have the faith in us to allow us to take this next step and open this restaurant that is, you know, going to be in sync with what we're doing on the stage.
I mean, opening this restaurant alongside the show at any time would have been a huge, ambitious endeavor, but I'm sure there were some extra challenges that popped up during COVID times to get everything exactly how you want it to be, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's challenges that pop up every day. You know, our furniture's stuck on a ship somewhere. You know, I think it'll be here by opening night. There's drama every day around producing anything right now. But, you know, I think, you know, people have opened whole resorts in Vegas during this period. So I think we'll be fine. I think we'll get there. And I think we're going to do something that we're really, really proud of.
I keep hearing this talk of people's furniture being stuck on a ship. Is it one ship that's got everyone's furniture on it in the middle of the ocean?
It's this giant ship that's just like it's just like the size is like 10 IKEAs all bolted together, floating out there in the Atlantic or the Pacific. I don't know which, but we got to track that ship down. But it's all sorts of industries. You know, we've got new leaves for the absinthe electric oak stuck on a ship somewhere. LEDs are hard to get. Microchips apparently are hard to get. You know, everything's tricky. But you know, these are minor problems compared to what we've been through over the last 18 months. It's just great to be back at work.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a big restaurant guy. I've been covering the dining scene in Las Vegas for a long time. So I'm excited about this just from a culinary standpoint. But I wonder for you guys, I mean, what was it like to kind of, you know, bring in some great chefs and industry professionals to kind of lead that end of it? But at the same time, you want to inject your sensibilities of Spiegel World, you know, into the food part of this, right? What was that balance like? What was the process like?
We've been circling around the restaurant industry for, you know, a decade now or more even. And, you know, we had a restaurant in our show in New York back in 2006, 7, and 8. The first one, actually, when I say a restaurant, it was actually just a tent that sold pulled pork sandwiches. And then the next year we had a full restaurant and kitchen and everything. But, you know, the thing is for us that actually combining food, beverage, and entertainment has been a passionate of ours for years. And we've been, you know, going around the world, looking at all sorts of dinner theater models, looking at all sorts of entertainment combinations to come up with something that we think works for Vegas. Rather than import an idea from another market and say, well, this is great in Tokyo or great in Berlin or Paris, we should do that in Vegas. It's actually doing something in Vegas that's great for Vegas and great for the sensibility of our patrons that stay at the Cosmopolitan who come to Opium. Because, you know, I think they're a fairly fast-moving group. You know, they hit Vegas, they get in, and they've got a lot to do. And they want to, you know, they want to get around and see a lot of things. So we want to provide them the opportunity to experience this at the pace they wish to go. And that means the show is fast. And the restaurant, it really can be what you want it to be. You know, you can come and you could just have our signature dirty martini, the under the host martini, or you might sit down and have a full on PDR baller menu for 4 hours. You know, it just really depends on what purpose you're seeking, and we can cater to all those different things in the way we've created it, which goes back to the Spiegel World philosophy of no rules. You know, we try not to have any rules unless they're absolutely necessary. I think the chef at Inn at Little Washington said, yeah, my only rule is no wet bikinis. I like that. You know, like, you can come to my fancy restaurant in a bikini if you wish. Just, you know, don't sit on my crushed velvet chairs with your wet bikini on. So, you know, I think that's kind of where we're coming at it from, and creating a cuisine that, you know, that says party, that says fun, that is delicious. You know, like, you know, fun and delicious are two words that go together in everything we're trying to do here. Almost on the stage as well, when you think about it. You know, watching Opium is fun and delicious. You know, it's a delight. That's how we've approached it. And also being, you know, a circus producer and a creator, you kind of look around the world for the best artists you can find. And that's how we approach the restaurant as well. Who are the best artists we can find to come and work with us in this endeavor?
Yeah, and speaking of art in general, that aspect of the restaurant is going to set it apart as well. You have a very pretty intense art curated program there. So it's going to be there's going to be design and decor elements that couldn't be duplicated elsewhere on the strip, right?
Yeah, I think that's what, and what's really important about it is it's very personal to Spiegelworld. You know, it's not, we haven't just gone to Sotheby's and bought a whole bunch of art. We've commissioned, Heather Harmon has worked with us, who's an incredible curator. Just understands exactly what we want to do. It's so intelligent in her approach to the art we're curating to go into the space. Working with a lot of artists we've known for many years and some new ones, working with some local Vegas artists, and then bringing in a lot of our art from our own collection that hasn't been shown in Vegas before, and creating a dining room that is, you know, pretty saturated in art that's actually laid over a backdrop of art with a mural that's been painted over all the walls. So I think it's going to be a super interesting dining room, and I'm just so excited for people to get in and experience it.
Well, looking beyond what you're doing at the Cosmo, I mean, like I said, Absinthe is going strong, Atomic's going strong over at Venetian. What's the morale like overall for your company right now?
I think the morale is really, really high. I think people are so excited to be back at work. They're so grateful that we've got this opportunity to get back on stage. You know, demand fluctuates a bit with the masking policies. We've got to do what we need to do as part of a community to mitigate this problem. Our company is pretty much 100% vaccinated now. So that's a really, really great position to be in. We test every week, multiple times a week. We're getting, you know, donut days, big zeros every time now. So that's really, really exciting. There's more things we can do. We're lobbying, you know, the governor and government to help us get this approval for a theatrical haze, which actually kills COVID. We really need help with that. That makes our environment even safer. We're hoping, though, that everybody gets vaccinated so that we stop the spread through our community and we protect our kids, you know, because I feel like we're pushing the virus towards our kids because they're not vaccinated. We need everybody to get vaccinated so that we can get up to the, you know, 80% or so, which they say will actually stop this thing spreading. So I think it's going to be a great end of the year. We're going to see more conventions coming through and start booking into next year. There's just so much, you know, positive happening in Vegas. I think the resorts are doing a really great job, and I think downtown's super exciting. I am very excited about the future for Vegas. I think, you know, people really want to come back here.
That's going to be it for this week's show. Thank you so much for listening. Special thanks to Ross Mollison of Spiegelworld for sharing some time and info. Definitely got to go check out Opium at the Cosmopolitan. You definitely got to go to Super Freako before or after the show. Get that chicken parmesan. It's really, really good. You can find past episodes of The Sun on the Strip at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. I'll be here next Wednesday. Take care.